Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
How deep is your love from the Bee Gees, the number 7 song from 1978, the year Tom Thurber, our engineer, graduated from high school. We welcomed Tom back to the show this week after a 2-month absence, and just thrilled to get the kid back where he belongs. Kendall Gammon joins us from the Chiefs Radio Network. He's been our guest almost on a weekly basis all season long as we've broken down the Chiefs. Kendall, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. You know, the Chiefs have been the darlings of the NFL for most of the season. It feels like the Colts are the darlings of the NFL right now, a little bit, doesn't it?
You know, I think that's a fair statement, and with good reason, in terms of what they've done over the last 11 games. And, of course, that big win last week in the play in the wild card. But, you know, it's a new day now, and I'm glad we're playing at Arrowhead.
What do you think about just this matchup overall? Indianapolis obviously has been playing very well. They have the historical aspect, which, you know, you can read into how as much as you want over the Chiefs in the playoffs. Just X's and O's wise, what do you look at in this matchup?
Well, you know, I think certainly from the offensive standpoint for Indianapolis, they would like to establish the run game the best they can with Marlon Mack, because then that opens up the play-action game. And this is just, you know, football 101. I know you know all this, but if you're able to do that and get T.Y. Hilton going a little bit, or even Eric Ebron, who's, I believe, got now 13 TDs on the year, it could be an issue. So I think, you know, my key to winning, I think, is going to be the defensive line for Kansas City, not only getting pressure on Luck, if not getting to him, which will be no easy task against this offensive line of the Colts, but also slowing down the run the best you can. And also the subset of that is slowing down the run when you're in the small package, which only has two defensive linemen in the game when you think it's pass or you're trying to have an extra D-back. So I think a lot of this game is going to hang on the defensive line, the defensive front four or three of Kansas City.
Kendall Gammon with us. We're breaking down the Chiefs-Colts coming up Saturday afternoon at Arrowhead, divisional playoff game in the AFC. The Colts were really good defensively. I thought Deshaun Watson looked terrible. Threw off his back foot most of the game, in my opinion, never really got any kind of rhythm established. So in that vein, I'm not comparing Deshaun Watson to Patrick Mahomes whatsoever, but do you believe the Chiefs are a lock to keep their streak alive with at least 26 points in every game they played this season?
I do think they'll find a way to manufacture at least 26. There's no reason for me not to believe it right now because of what they've done. And there's no doubt the defense for Indianapolis did look good last week, but I think that was a little bit of a product of who they're playing, in my opinion. There's some good players on this defense of Indianapolis, but I don't see it as an elite defense. I certainly think it's Darius Leonard who can flat out play. But, you know, I think they've got some issues in the defensive backfield, especially the safety position. I think one's out. The other one has not practiced all week. I do think Kenny Moore played well for him, and Pierre Desir, I'm not sure how you say that name. I need to know by Saturday, obviously. I think they're okay, but I don't think they're world beaters. I think if the Chiefs are as healthy as we think they are at the receiver position, they have a chance to get after this defense of Indianapolis.
I think you're good enough now that you can mispronounce a few names and still get away with it, Kendall.
I appreciate that. At least I acknowledge it.
Just say it under your breath, Nasser. Just do something like that.
I think it's Underwood. Yes.
There you go. So Eric Berry looks like not going to play on Saturday. His status all year has just been up and down, more down than up, obviously. First of all, how does that affect the matchup on Saturday? And what do we make of just this entire season of Eric Berry never really knowing what was going on with him?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating because I do believe Andy when he says nobody wants to play more than Eric, but I just feel like the Hill hasn't been ready to go and he's felt comfortable with it. I think probably a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's torn one Achilles up already. But there's no doubt. I think it's frustrating for him. I think it's frustrating for the Chiefs staff. I think it's frustrating for the fans also. But it is what it is, and you have to deal with it. And at this point, I don't really know what it does because he hadn't been back enough to show you a ton and be in shape. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he's going to play this week. So that will put, I think, Jordan Lucas back in there, which they've been fairly happy with. And I think you're going to continue to see a heavy dose of Charvarius Ward in the quarterback position when they get into the three wides because Fuller goes into the slot. And I think he's done some good things and got some good reps the last couple of weeks. No doubt he's got burnt a little bit. But this secondary of Kansas City is on the hot seat a little bit. They do need to step up. But again, I'm going to go back to my first point, which I think it's all on the defensive line, and I'll throw in just the pass rush in general. You can make a defensive backfield look a lot better if you get after the quarterback.
We're talking with Kendall Gammon. Is it a thing, Kendall, the recent playoff history of the Chiefs, I guess more than recent, a couple of decades long, is it a thing anymore, or is Patrick Mahomes just a sure thing to rise above this moment and everything's going to be fine? How does the psychology of this game enter into play?
Well, you know, really everything I've heard and what I know from the Chiefs side of it, which is, and having been in the league for a long time, is it really doesn't mean anything inside the locker room. I'm telling you, I don't think it means anything inside the locker room of Indianapolis either. Now, we as fans, we look at it because we've dealt with it the whole time, and rightly so. But I don't think it's really an issue. And I do think, I don't know, I don't think anything in the NFL is a lock. But Patrick Mahomes, that's the wild card that the Chiefs have not had in the past when they lost. I mean, I was part of the two of those losses, I think one in 03 and then the one in 06, which is my last game of my career. It's setting up for a great game. There's no doubt about it. That being said, and you'll probably get to it later, but I'll just tell you now, I think the Chiefs are going to pull away. I think this is more than a one-score game, personally, because I just feel like Andy Reid's going to have them on the right page. And I believe this offense puts pressure on people, the offense of Kansas City I'm talking about. And I think they're going to perform on Saturday. And I think the defense got a little confidence in that Oakland game, even though it was Oakland, but they played well. And I just think you're going to see a concentration and a focus that's going to bode well for the Chiefs on Saturday.
I'm with you. I think the Chiefs win relatively easily, too. I've been saying that on the show most of the week. So not that you're looking ahead, not that we as observers are looking ahead, but if it's up to you, does Kansas City play San Diego or New England?
LA Chargers.
Sorry, whatever. They're the Chargers. The Chargers or New England. In the AFC Championship game if it gets that far. Who would you rather beat, you know, I guess?
Who would I rather beat? Probably New England, because they've been the king of the hill for so long, and they've made it back here. And I certainly think they've got a good shot at advancing, because it's hard to beat New England in New England, although if anybody's built for it, probably the Chargers are. I would love to see New England, and I think bringing them into our turf would make for a fun afternoon. I believe we would have enough to get it done, and then that would give you guys there a lot to talk about as well.
Well, it'd give you and our producer, Max Power, a lot to talk about, that's for sure, because that's definitely the game I'm hoping to see, just for the good of our radio show, as we've talked about in the past.
Yeah,
it does feel a little bit like New England's maybe hanging more by a thread than they have in recent years. that they're starting to show signs of age after a remarkable run that they've had for so long. Yet they're like a caged lion in some ways too. You never take them for granted, can you?
Oh no, not at all. Hey, kudos to them. I've had fun with them this year talking about things, and I do think it's starting to crack a little bit and it's going down as opposed to up. But they've still played well, and you've got to give them credit for winning the division again. I don't know how many times in a row. I'm sure it can be quoted there for you, but
10. Max says 10.
Yeah, okay. Well,
and he wants a piece of you right now, Kendall. I'm telling you that.
I know he does. I know he does. But, you know, you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And, you know, they've been kicking the hill for so long. So I think it would be pretty cool. And I think the NFL, I think the nation would like to see this match up, too, a little bit.
Well, we're looking forward very much so to the game Saturday. You can hear it on our sister station, KNSS, with Mitch Holtis, Kendall Gammon, Danny Welniak. You guys do a great job, and we look forward to talking to you next week when the Chiefs are getting ready for the AFC Championship game.
Wow.
Thanks, Kendall.
Yeah. Hey, you back. Take care, guys. Thanks.
All right. That's not really being a homer. It's that I hope we get to continue talking
to
Kendall.
You just jinxed the heck out of that.
Did I really?
No.
Are Chiefs fans gripping over that? Come on, man.
Probably a little, but no need. I
enjoyed it. By the way, Jed Lowry to the Mets.
I know. I hate that.
The NL East is the most interesting division in baseball.
Well, the National League may be better than the American League at this point.
It's getting there.
Look how tough the Central is now.
134 votes in on our poll. We simply ask you which of these four potential nicknames, not that they're the four. They're the four that we kind of like. Metalarks, 39%. Flyboys, 31%. Rockhoppers, 28%. Visionaries, 2%. So my nicknames are getting 70% of the vote.
Good for you.
Back in a moment. On that note, hoo-hoo, I'm feeling
Meadowlark,
it.
Meadowlark, so bored. I fell asleep.
I'm feeling it. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.